Good evening, everyone. I'm going to say it's 6:31 and it's time to get started. Mr. Mooney, Mayor Mooney is out of town. I don't know Mr. Carlos, I don't know where he is, but he said he couldn't make it. And the town manager is also absent. He is on vacation. And so you get me the vice mayor. And we're going to start this here meeting, call to order, and do a roll call vote.
Carlos Collins, Devontae Mooney, Joe Steele.
Here.
Sharon Steele.
Here.
Lisa Wood.
Here.
All right. And Mr. Steele, if you'll do, we'll stand an invocation and then immediately after the Pledge of Allegiance.
Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you for another day of life and health and strength. We thank you for your many blessings that you give us daily and load us daily with. We ask that you would give us wisdom and guidance in our meetings and help us to do those things which are right and pleasing in your sight. And I ask these things according to your holy will in Jesus' name.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. The next thing on my agenda is public expression. If there's anyone here that would like to come forth and get any citizen, taxpayer, or interested person are welcome to come forth and state his or her views concerning the town. Please state your name and your physical address and limit your comments and or questions to 5 minutes. And a reply to your comments and or questions will be discussed at the following council meeting. Is there anybody for public expression? We're good? Sure. All right. Seeing no one come forth, we'll be able to move along. So the next thing is the approval of the agenda.
Well, I make a motion that we approve the agenda.
I second.
All righty. The agenda has been approved as it is, and we'll start off with reports from the fire department. Anybody got anything from the fire department? That's a big no. And the police department.
Good evening, Vice Mayor, Council. I handed out a sheet with some key points from the last meeting that we had a couple weeks ago. Now that summer weather is upon us, we're having a lot more extra patrols. I'm having the officers conduct a lot more extra patrols. We have more foot traffic with people being out walking on foot. Kids are off out of school for the summer, and then we also have some people that are starting vacations and things like that. So up until today, we've had 544 extra patrols or business checks. And on four occasions, we've either discovered suspicious persons, doors or windows unsecure, and in one occasion, we actually detected the odor of smoke from where I think it was a glue gun was left on. And so we were able to make contact with a key holder. So I commend the officers for getting out and checking those businesses, and we're going to continue to increase those. If you have any businesses or citizens that are going on vacation for the remainder of the summer, if they would like to schedule extra patrols, if they just contact the PD, we'd be more happy to accommodate them and help them keep out on their property while they're out of town, best of our ability. We have requested some extra workers through the WiseWorks program. We currently just have one. He's very limited on his hours, and she's trying to find some more, but there's none available right now. The WiseWorks director has advised as soon as they have some more personnel that can help us out, that she can send them our way. We are working, we're following back up with property owners in reference to the commercial storefront property. I spoke to a couple today, and they've fixed the problems on their end, and I appreciate their diligence, and we're going to work on sending letters out to the remaining ones this week. We're also working towards getting letters for the grass and the litter problem. Those letters will be going out as well. I drafted a letter for the first one. I'm going to speak with Will and I to make sure that the verbiage would probably be very similar and would work for the grass and litter. We can send those out as well. The intention is when we deliver those or mail those out, we will send out a copy of the letter, a copy of the ordinance, and then also a print of the photographs of the property so they can actually see what the violation and the issue is so they can rectify that. Recently, I've completed one grant, and then I'm working on several others. A lot of these grants, they open up and close around the time that the fiscal years roll around, and so there's some that are closing up, and there's others that are opening up right now, one of which is the HEAT grant that deals with the camera system. That's supposed to open up next week, and that's what I've been waiting on to see when that was going to actually open up. As soon as that opens, I'm going to try to apply for that and see if we can get any luck with the grants for, or a grant for the cover of the cameras. We have four classes that are coming up in the month of July at the Police Academy. Those are all grant funded, 100% covered. They're very beneficial to the department, and I look forward to having our guys go through that. And I've spoken with the fireworks company, the gentleman at the warehouse, and I should be picking those up at the end of this week or the beginning of next week based off of their availability. Pending any questions or concerns that you all might have.
I think we're done.
Thank you.
I don't have anything anybody else? Mm-hmm. Good? Good? All right. And I thank you for the schedule. And that's ours.
Yes, that's your.
You just don't post that. Don't post that. All right. And the water plant. Heard anything from them? I thank them for helping getting that pool up and running and connecting everything up. And that goes with the public works. Do we have anything from the town manager for tonight? Nope. Nothing? Okay, so while I'm on him, I'm going to do this one. We need a purchase order, and let me find the text message. Maybe it's this one. It's not. Okay, so Devontae had asked, so they've already taken care of the fountain. That was a simple fix. Devontae had asked on Friday, can we please get an electrical outlet put in as soon as possible on the side of the rally shack? It would benefit the farmer's market. And they're wanting a 220 outlet put in down there. And Jimmy, Devontae to Jimmy, I am driving and would really like for you to give the okay so that Jeff's crew could install this today. Not wanting to step on any toes. Sharon, can you follow up with Jimmy on this? So I called him, and we talked, but I couldn't hear him. I was at the pool, and there was 500 kids up there. I couldn't hear nothing good, but I went back later that evening, and I said, so I admit I had a hard time hearing you, Jimmy, today. You did say you gave the go-ahead on putting in the 220 for the farmer's market, and he said, yes, I did. And so if we can get a purchase order, and I think you've already priced everything out.
No, I didn't.
Not yet.
I know what date.
Yeah. And so we didn't want to step on their toes, and I wanted everybody to know that it was okay from Jim.
And you got
it?
I broke it
again.
Yeah.
All right. So I got that. He's not here either, and Jason Porter is donating $1,000 for the fireworks. And he needs a letter. For a donation letter from the town, that's for his taxes. And if we could write him one, and then I'll tell him to come by, and he will trade papers with you. And it is a donation to the fireworks.
Jason Porter.
Mm-hmm. Did I have anything else?
I'm trying to think. I think we did, and I can't put my finger on it.
It'll come to us. You know how that goes. I can't do yours because you need to talk to him about letting you in. And you're going to talk to him tomorrow, right?
I already spoke to him about it, and I don't think it'll be a problem.
And the other grants that you were looking at, he's going to let you go ahead with those too?
That'd be, you know, up to you all. If you all would like for me to send to you, if you'd like me to write them, I'm more than happy to.
I'm all for writing. How about you guys? If you find, just send us the information. And then do you have a close date on them? Do you know?
I have to look at them and see. There's a couple of them that they're kind of vague on what you want to use them for. I know the two that I found in recent days, one was considered as a Yamaha brand. It would be something that you could do with the Spearhead Trails, anything that would be tied into that. And then the other one is the T-Mobile Small Towns brand. And I have to see when those, the T-Mobile is quarterly, so they're, if we miss this upcoming, I think they're end of June is that deadline, but you'll have another quarter if you want to wait till the next one. But the Yamaha one, I think it's right, it's coming up pretty soon, but it's a smaller one. I want to say it's maybe 10,000. And
then
it
rolls
up to 50.
I sent one out to everybody here a couple of weeks ago. I think it was up to 50,000.
Yes, that was for the first responder, and I think that's due in September. So I've got some time to work on that.
Okay.
I think Cliff is working on it as well.
So as far as council is concerned, I'll make a motion that we allow Travis to go forward with the grants that he has found for the town and use and users.
Second.
Motion. Second. All in favor?
And I'll keep changing the loop.
Yeah. Just
I run across them a lot when I'm looking for things for us, and then I happen to just run across others that would be beneficial outside
right.
of this department.
But if it needed our approval, we just, and then you can talk to Jimmy and tell him that we did. It's in the minutes, so it'll be all right. Should be good on that. I don't know the information. I can't think of what it was.
Let's move to public works. I'm going. It may come to us.
I'm going. Public works.
Good evening.
Evening, sir.
What I've got for tonight is that we did jetted the drain at KDK. We repaired a water leak on Water Rush Road Street. We jetted sewer line, Valero gas station. We repaired a 6-inch water line, Timberville. We repaired a water line on Bay Avenue behind the church. We jetted a sewer line on Dickerson Avenue. We repaired a water leak on Mancrest Drive. You just said we got the fountain, we've seen it. We repaired a water leak, another water leak in Timberville, and we did 174 work orders. And let's see here. And the pump that went out there at Food City, and I had got a quote on it. So there the first thing is.
Thank you.
And that's a chopper pump, and nobody else around. That's the Devontae one, I guess. That sells the chopper pumps. Bob's don't sell them a can of pumps.
So that's the only way, that's the only place we can get those.
Yeah. And the one that we've got in operation now, which is in Flatwoods.
Yeah, we got two of them out there.
And they're working great.
Yeah, yes.
Which, and I've said this from the get-go, you know, and this is not anything derogatory toward anybody, okay? Mm-hmm. I know that we spend right much money and have since that system has been in on working on pumps.
This one out here has been in there. I talked to him today about it. It's been there a long time, but we've had repetitive mop heads tearing it
but
up.
But what I'm getting at, the chopper pumps have really been a boon for us.
Right, yeah. It'll take care of the mop heads and everything. It'll chop them up.
So on this, because of the mayor not being here and Jimmy not being here, we'll table this. And if you'll put that on the agenda as new business, the Canon pump service, a chopper for Food City.
And I'm understanding that we're operating on one. We're supposed to have two. And right now, we're off
it'll be,
one
more. It'll be new business.
Once in a while, we've got to go down there and pump it
it'll
down.
It'll be new business.
Smell, Steve.
It's July 14th. Mm-hmm. Okay.
next thing I got is a piece of Jimmy sent me to bring up the trash cans right here. Quote,
you want 200, you want 200 cans. And this is a quote from the 200 cans.
Yeah, everything's cost the same. Let me look. I don't think that we have a way around buying.
Well, we're supposed to have two going, and if one.
What are you
goes
talking
down,
about? The chopper? I've moved on to the.
Oh.
That's the chopper is for next meeting.
Okay.
And this is for trash cans.
Okay.
And I'm trying to get to the money. We've already paid for the fireworks. That's all taken care of, right?
I think so. I'm going to have to look back. I'm not absolutely sure.
Right. So, we bought 200 in October, and we took that money out of ARPA funds. I'm going to table that till we've had time to discuss it, because every time we've done that, we've done ARPA funds, and I need to also find out from Chris what he's found out on our ARPA funds. So I'm going to table that till they're back.
Would that be new business? Or?
I think it would be. Yeah, it'd be new business, because it was just brought in tonight. So, yeah. Table that to the 14th. Because I know we need them. We got people waiting. And we need that chopper too. All right. Anything else?
Yes.
Something else?
To, the heat pump money I have over at the MLC.
Didn't we just replace that?
No, it's been in there. It's been out a while. And I got a quote on it. But I really got two quotes on it. This price right here is for the whole system, inside unit and outside unit. But the only thing wrong with it over there right now is they can put a coil in the oven over there and fix that. That's what it needs. But I just went and got you two for the whole unit, and I'll give you the seven right here. Or just the coil.
This is with this
HCE.
Is the heat pump.
Yeah, that's
a change out.
That's for the outside unit and inside unit both.
Yeah, at MEOC.
MEOC, yeah. But if you just want to go with them, just put the coil in that's bad in the outside unit, they can do that too. And here go the price for just the coil.
My stuff's all dead. Taste can stay there. Now I'll take your stuff home.
I did get them one of them too, didn't I?
I don't know.
I don't think it did.
Have we checked anywhere else for carpets?
I don't know. I used to have that one down in
Florida.
Yeah, but I don't do them no more since then.
Yes.
Right. So theirs is out right now totally, right?
Mm-hmm. But that right there is just the $3,350. That's just to put the coil and stuff in it. For the outside unit, and that will take care of it.
And that's our problem?
Yeah.
But the unit, how old is the unit that's in there now?
I don't know.
I don't think it's that old.
It's one of the ones that we ordered from Florida.
Yeah, it's been since I've been on council.
Yeah.
But if we can fix it for the 33.5, I would make a motion to do that. I won't table that one. That'll fix it, and if, because it's got a 4-week, 5-week lead time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they use that during the rally and other times, yeah. So we're going to have to fix it, so. Yes, no?
Just let me know what y'all are doing that way. I can get in contact with you or something.
I'll make a second.
Let's go. Okay, so I've made a motion to go ahead and replace the coil. Lisa seconded it. Discussion?
Well,
is this a special call meeting?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure.
Yeah. Yes, it is a special call meeting right here.
Very good.
Because I got to vote on a budget.
Okay.
That's the main reason I'm here.
Well, my thoughts are this. You know, you can replace that coil for $3,350, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And depending on how old that unit is, you know, you may have some other part go down on it if it's 10 or 12 years old. I don't know how old it is. And talking to heat pump people, which our son-in-law is one in Charlotte, which has nothing to do with putting one in up here. But, you know, 12 to 15 years is a pretty good life of a heat pump. And if it was 10 or 12 years old, I would probably opt for putting a brand new heat pump in it. That's just me talking instead of going with the coil. And I don't know how old it is, and I know that you all want to get it in on account of time-wise.
So I'm going to rescind my motion. Cancel the motion.
That's just my thought.
Okay, so I've just counted weeks. Just counted weeks.
Okay.
We're going to table this one until the 14th also.
Does that make sense?
Because
four to five weeks
from July 14th, it would get it here. So we've got one, two, three, four. Be here the first part of August, second week of August, and then you still have that couple weeks if we put it in. So
and
I think we can hold off.
Can't.
So, looking at that and the idea that putting in a new heat pump, if you would get me two more.
And you've got the SEER rating on this one here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
14 SEER.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead and get us two more bids on it.
Okay.
And see what we come up with there. And then we will discuss coal versus replacement on the 14th. Wait till they get back. They'll be like, did you do anything?
Well, yep. Some of this stuff we couldn't do.
I didn't. I don't like spending money without all of them here.
Well, that much.
Okay. So my other thing I knew I had was the chopper. So I've got that. You took care of that. Anything else?
The next thing right there got me. Forgot to bring up too is the mower.
So we've run into a issue with mowing grass and weed eating, and I really wish that Mr. Williams was here because that's who I have to talk to, and so I'm sure that maybe tomorrow he'll listen to all this, hopefully. Public Works has been told to not mow any state highway properties in the town and or weed eat them. And in the past, for as long as I've lived in Coburn, the Public Works has always done certain spots in the town of Coburn, which is usually your main street area, your entrances into town, and that's a reflection on us, even though it's a state's property. And I feel like that we should continue with the goodwill for the state that we do that. And it, to me, is one of those things that if I help you here, maybe later I need something from you, you'd be more respondent to me. And if we let VDOT do it, VDOT doesn't mow but like once or twice all summer long. And I feel like that the areas coming off of, out of Flatwoods, at the corner there, at John Wright's house,
yeah.
That section of grass there, that we should keep that up. That's an entrance into town. And then when you come off from Norton to the first exit down here, he's not wanting us to do that either, and several other places, am I right? And I think that we should know it all. And so that's my opinion. And what is your opinion, Lisa?
I agree with that.
You agree?
Well, I do.
And Mr. Steele, do you agree with that?
Well, the state is going to only cut that probably 2 times a year.
Yes.
If that many.
And some of it is is safety things. They're turning. But they don't do it, and we need to.
And I know if we do it, it'll get cut at least twice a month. And I hate for people to come into our little town. I mean, I know we've got other things going on, but I do hate to start them out on the wrong foot with weeds growing up in the, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I think you agree with that too, and you don't have to say that.
So I'm not going to make it as a motion, but if he was here, it would be a suggestion to him. So, Mr. Williams, when you listen to this, if you would, please allow our public works to go out and mow the areas that they normally mowed as part of state highways property.
Are there any others, Jeff, that you are aware of that need to be done that's besides the two that's mentioned?
Going out towards Longtown.
There at the bridge.
Bridge. Off the ramp, got the red light up here, up under the bridge, going to Maytown. We're getting all the pump stations and stuff right now, so I don't worry about that part. It's just the normal stuff that we usually do.
Right. So.
And it's just like Sharon said, it's not worth telling Jimmy to do it, just asking him as a favor to the town.
To
do it.
To let you all go
and,
back
and
to that, do
and
that.
He'll have to use his own discretion. I mean, I can't take a job away from him, but I would like.
But as counsel, we're asking him to.
Yeah.
So he can hear that. That's what happens when you're not here to respond to me. So I'm not trying to.
But I'm glad.
I'm not trying to overstep my boundaries. But I feel like that for the betterment of the town and for our appearances, we're trying to make things look good, that's something that we can do, and it's not that hard of a job, and we've done it in the past for as long as I've lived in Coburn. So anyway, that's the grass. Hit on that, and so maybe we'll see.
All right.
See where that goes. Any questions for Mr. Livingston? Mr. Steele?
You got your band on today?
Huh?
Was Randy put the band on?
Oh, yeah. We got it fixed.
Yeah. All I can say is I really appreciate you all going up to the pool and working as hard as you did to get us open and running.
Yeah.
I know all these kids, and they're thoroughly enjoying it. 150 on Saturday and 130 Sunday.
Yeah.
And I don't know, almost 100 today, and it's hot, and so and the kids are loving it, and everything seems to be running good. It's holding water, so I think we're good, and I really appreciate you. Mm-hmm. Hope I don't have to call.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I do know. It does need to be backwashed because of how many kids have been in it and as much as what's gone on with the pool. If we could get it backwashed, maybe Wednesday mornings.
Every Wednesday morning?
Mm-hmm. That gets night swim, which is a big day, so.
We won't start mowing, you know, when the state grows until I hear from until you give me the
right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you have to get.
What you give
me. I'm not telling you to do that.
Yeah.
No.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I know he was checking on the insurance, something about insurance.
I'm doing those.
I'm doing that.
Okay.
And he hadn't heard anything last time.
Okay.
I talked to him.
And I can understand that too. Uh-huh. So, yeah. But
I do know that's what he was checking on.
Okay. All right.
All right.
We'll see where we land.
All right.
All right. And next is Chris Mullins with the Lane Group. We heard anything from Chris?
I haven't.
I I haven't either. And it's your turn. The treasurer's report.
Tonight's report, I've included a copy of the total accounts payable due, $4,770.01. The interims were $25,800.85. The June 9th public hearing meeting and the 9th regular meeting will be with the July 14th council packets. Our posted cash balance as of Friday, June the 20th, was $241,685.16. We had $95,630.38 in outstanding checks, less the accounts payable due, which left a balance of $141,284.77. Since I prepared those reports, we've had two additional deposits. Friday's deposit was $5,844.77. Today's deposit, $6,163.64. For a cash availability of $153,293.18. You have a copy of the total cash availability report for June current and the cash availability comparison report.
I didn't see anything. Make sure I didn't see anything I wanted to question. I didn't see anything. Do y'all have any questions?
I don't.
Good?
Yep.
Mr. Steele?
No,
good.
Man.
Good? We're good. All right. Where am I at? It's the attorney. Wake up down there.
Yeah. Just a couple things. With as warm as it is, I just wanted to make you all aware of a new law that went into effect last year that we've really not discussed, I don't think, before, but deals with water cutoffs. If it's 92 degrees or above within 24 hours of a disconnection, then you have to wait until it's less than that. Normally, I wouldn't think it's really a concern here, but as much as it's warming up,
I think it's been the temperature. What was it today at the house?
And we were supposed to do cutoffs, but we're holding back because of that.
Okay, very
Jerry
good.
Jerry and I discussed that today.
Well, good. Yeah, because that's not something that I necessarily really thought of until it started warming up, and I was like, gosh, we're getting awful close to that, what that temperature is. So I looked it up, and just letting you all aware of that. Also, I talked to Devontae previously. He said he was going to give me some information for some resolutions coming up. Mm-hmm. I don't know when those are to be presented, but I tried to keep up with what I could, which is amazing that they just kept coming in. But I think there's maybe three for track and one for softball.
Yeah.
Okay. So I've got those.
And I don't know if he's wanting to do one where Susie Atwood is coach of the year.
And I can do, and that was one of my questions, because obviously you had a player of the year and a coach of the year. And I didn't know if you wanted that included in the main resolution or whether you wanted three separate ones. And I don't have to know that not tonight, but he said.
I'll talk and we'll figure it out.
Okay.
I don't know if we want to just add it into the softball resolution as a whole, or if he wants to present each of them.
Right. And I think it's really whatever y'all want to do. they want to come or not, as far as the individuals.
They'll come.
Okay.
I just got to make sure the Braylon's in town.
Sure. I can easily put one for player of the year, because, I mean, we are, you know, for state champions. So mm-hmm. if you're a player of the year, you probably should get one, too. That's up to you all.
She pitched a perfect game, yeah. Which is history.
I don't know if everybody, right?
The semifinals, yeah. Our pitcher from Coburn pitched a perfect game, which they have found no other team in the state of Virginia, 1A all the way through, that has pitched on that level mm-hmm. of play a perfect game. I knew it in the fifth inning, and I was not saying nothing because they fuss at me because you jinx the game if you say something. And
incredible.
Pitching coach turns around, she goes, you know, she's got a perfect game going in. And we're like, yeah, we got three outs yet. So, she did it, and it was awesome.
That's probably worthy of a resolution in and of itself, but at the same time, whatever you all want, whatever their day to time.
I'll see what they want to do, what he wants to do.
Okay. Yeah, that's all I have for tonight.
All righty. Puts us over to new business. The approval of the fiscal year 2025-26 budget. And I wasn't here at the last budget meeting, and I think it all went well. Is that correct? I was busy getting a state title. Couldn't be here. As far as I know, nothing changed. It's exactly the same as what was published in the paper. Everybody got what they were supposed to. All things are correct.
It is.
All good. You feel good about it?
I do.
So I will make a motion to accept the fiscal year 25-26 budget as presented to us and as was during our public hearing.
I'll second.
Got a first and a second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Carla Collins, Devin K. Mooney, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye. I have to do one for the utility rates, correct?
Yeah.
So, I'm getting better. I'm remembering the stuff I'm supposed to do. And to do the personnel document the same, right? So I'll make a motion that we accept the fiscal year 25-26 utility rate increase as presented to us at 5%.
I'll second.
Got a first and a motion, a second. Any discussion? All good.
Roll call.
Carlos Collins, Ben Mooney, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele.
Aye.
Lisa Woodruff.
Aye. And the last of the 25-26 is a personnel document. I'll make a motion to accept the personnel document as presented to us for 25-26.
I'll second.
Any discussion? Roll call.
Carlos Collins, Dante Mooney, Joe Steele, Sharon Steele, Lisa Woodruff.
Okay. We have a budget. Let's see if we can stick to it. That becomes hard thing sometimes. But anyway, next on our new business is the operating gambling skill games in the town limits of the town of Coburn, and I think that's going to be you and Will, correct?
Yeah.
You all want to tell us what you know and where we stand?
Will, feel free to jump in, but I was consulting with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office in reference to the last meeting and then the most recent updates. There was one circuit court ruling in Virginia, but as of yet, there's not been any appeals to the Virginia Supreme Court or the U.S. Supreme Court in reference to that. Speaking with the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, I think that they did confer with the Attorney General's Office, and it's still not been legalized in Virginia. However, most localities are viewing other criminal offenses as more of a priority, especially given that this is an election year for our House of Delegates. So I was venturing to say that it might be brought back up once they know who's the new assembly is going to be coming up. Would it be fair to say?
I think that's pretty much a perfect summary. Based on my reading of the law, I personally do not believe that it's legal as of today's date, especially after looking back at the Attorney General's opinion from September of this past year. I think that what they note in that AG's opinion is very compelling. The fact of just how the money exchanges hands based on the circuit court ruling, I just really don't know about. With that being said, the circuit court ruling, if it was an appellate court, or obviously if it was the Supreme Court, it would be binding. If it was an appellate court in our jurisdiction, it would be binding. But it is not. It's still circuit court. It's another judge's opinion. I think it shows that there's obviously a potential gray area there that needs to be cleaned up by the General Assembly, and I certainly expect that it will be. But as far as to say that the games are perfectly legal, I personally follow the AG's opinion on that.
So no.
In my opinion, no, not as of yet, but I think it very well could be treated in that direction.
I agree. And I think it's just now they're trying to find some ways around some of the wording, you know, spirit of the law versus letter of the law.
Correct.
And so I think most counties or most localities are, they're just prioritizing other calls for service and other things and waiting until more clarity comes out from lawmakers.
And on our side, that a business license, to give a business license for a skill machine business, would not be in our best interest. Not at this time.
As far as an actual business license, again, I can't say that it's legal as far as that. I think that there's certainly other priorities, because I expect that the law probably will change. But at the same time, a business license for a skill gaming place, I personally think that, you know, it's not legal in the way it currently
right.
is.
So,
what we're seeing more commonly is we'll have existing businesses that are trying to put, you know, a couple of those in addition to whatever type of business that they're operating, whether it's a, you know, gas station or a, you know, beauty salon or vape store or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, and obviously, to me, the business license for the rest of the business is perfectly fine, but, you know, if it's just for a skill game.
Because they did come here wanting to do that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know who they represent. I think I know that they have helped or want to help a couple of the existing businesses to add some in there. I don't know if they may have another person as well that solely wants to do that. I'm not sure.
I think that was what I was told, that they were wanting.
They wanted to do it the right way, I guess. Is what
and
they
get
said.
A business license.
And
yeah.
Ask correctly for business.
And he made the gentleman that were here, they made it clear. He said, we just deliver the games.
Correct.
We just set them up.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate them coming and trying to work with us. I do appreciate that. It's just right now the law enforcement and common attorneys are putting a rock in a hard place just because there's not been a great deal of clarity.
Correct. Because, I mean, you got the court saying one thing, you got the AG's opinion saying another. Again, the AG's opinion's not binding either. But when you look at that, I personally think it's compelling under what the existing law is versus the circuit court opinion. But that's why I fully expect that this upcoming year, I do think there'll be clarification. Then if it's clarified and it is allowed, then I assume one of the reasons why a lot of resources aren't going toward that is because you're trying to enforce something that very well could be overturned in the election.
So that would be during the election this would happen? When do they meet again?
I think it would probably be in January, in that session there, the first of the year.
They would have to move, I mean, right. I mean, they would be elected in November, and they would have to kind of have their documents prepared for session as soon as they hit office, but
so
it might be a summer session.
So I think that for us, where I sit, I'm not going to tell them no, and I'm not going to tell them yes, and I'm not going to get in it. And I'm going to sit between that rock and the hard place until the Attorney General does different. So I don't think as a town, I don't think that if somebody wanted to put in a store with skill machines, I don't think that I could give a business license for that, strictly for that, because I think that would be totally against the law. The law saying, I read the law on it when this all started.
And I agree with that. And I also agree that it's one of those cases where we don't want to spend 6 months litigating in court, and then there's clarification there, and we spend a lot of resources on that sole issue.
So I'm going to sit between the rock and the hard place and go with nothing.
And for the most part, the business owners that we've spoken to, they understand the predicament, and I appreciate them being patient while hoping that there's some clarity came, and it's just not came yet. We do appreciate them working with us. This is not us trying to give them a hard time. It's just trying to do the right thing and stay in line.
Right. And my understanding, too, is their insurance would probably not cover losses.
That would be something that they definitely need to contact their insurance company and discuss further with them. That's just a concern that I have personally for them on their behalf.
Right.
I just know how insurance companies are in my personal life. My wife was driving a vehicle, and a rock was thrown from a truck, and it cracked her windshield, and they didn't want to cover hardly anything. And so, we had legal insurance, and it was not her fault. And so it's hard to get them sometimes to cover things that they should when you are paying them and doing the right thing, let alone when you maybe not be doing the right thing just yet. So it's just a concern that I had for them, and then also on that prosecution side, in the event that if they were vandalized or something broken into or damaged in some regards, if we did charge and find the person responsible and charge the individual, that's a risk that you always have to factor in is who's going to be on your jury panel. Are they going to be open-minded that somebody vandalized someone else's property, or are they going to feel that they were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, and if they wouldn't have been doing that, they wouldn't be in a position. So it's just some concerns that I had on their behalf.
And the insurance concern is actually a really good concern, because that's usually a number one exclusion on the insurance policies if you're doing something that's in violation of the law.
Right.
And if you are, then they'll try to exclude it every single time.
Yeah, I had a U-Haul that was used by someone that shouldn't have been using it fairly recent, and it voided the contract that they had worked out, and so the individual that was driving it is going to be responsible. And it's just something I was trying to look out for their best interest.
Right.
Yep.
So I think that until we have further information from the Attorney General's office, I think we'll just leave it and we'll sit between that rock and a hard place.
Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good.
There's no old business, no more new business. Do we have a reason to go into closed session?
No.
Nope. Then we'll... to ask Mrs. Woodruff, do you have any comments or concerns?
I just appreciate all the work you guys do. Really appreciate you guys. That's all.
Mr. Steele, comments?
Well, at my right hand, I appreciate Kathy and Sherry being on top of the a legal thing that I had no aware of, but Will brought it up, and they were already on top of it.
Well, actually, Sherry was on top of it, and she brought it up to me. We discussed it.
Yeah. Always, Travis and Jeff, thank you for everything you all do. Will, you too, for keeping us out of jail.
You're welcome.
Sometimes it's hard. He's got me to deal with. I know. So, Mike, you done?
Hmm?
You done?
Aye.
All right. So, I want to give a big shout out to the Coburn CIA, the Coburn Improvement Association. The flowers look great. The banners, they're everywhere. And I appreciate all the families that have paid for those banners to have them hung, and that the town can be the backdrop for over 300. I think I counted 332, maybe, when I was working on it. And I got that. And our farmer's market is working. She seems to be doing a good job bringing that together. And I think as the farmers have more things, I think that's going to be an improvement. And that's all looking good. Don't forget July 4th. We'll be back before then. No, we won't. Don't forget the July 4th celebration, the Coburn Pool. My lifeguards hate me for it, but it's going to be a free day for every person that wants to come. And it'll be open from 12 to 4 so that everybody can go and enjoy the rest of the town's festivities on the 4th here in town, which will be a parade and music and the banner presentation, talking to appreciate them. The Job Corps for coming out and doing all the work that they do for us. The Police Department for everything they do. Public Works for all that work you do out there in that hot sun. That pool's about to burn me up. It's hot. And the office downtown working for us as hard as they do and trying to keep us all straight and keep our things going. And I work real hard trying to get my kids to do what they're supposed to do. Get that done. And Mr. Sturgill, I really appreciate you keeping me out of jail all these years. I've sat here, and I appreciate my counsel for what they do. And that would be all I have to say. I think I got everybody. And I appreciate you coming out and listening to us tonight. I like seeing people. It makes it like we're doing something for the people. I really appreciate it. And if there's nothing else, I will make a motion to close this meeting.
Second.
Any adjourn this meeting.